USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It is my tremendous honor to officially designate Wilmington, North Carolina, as our nation's very first World War II heritage city.
President Trump making that declaration in Wilmington, North Carolina, on the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. Speaking about 500 miles to the northeast of that in Wilmington, Delaware, former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden took questions for the first time since July 30th and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
I'm not going to tell Kenosha what they have to do, but we have to do together. I spent my whole life, including in this city you're in right now, bringing people together, bringing the community and police officers together, bringing business leaders and civic leaders together. And so that's my purpose in going.
This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Over $8 million has been given in federal assistance to Hurricane Laura victims in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying 80,000 people or so have registered for help after the storm blew through the area almost a week ago. John David Wells, host of the Wells Report, heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, traveled to Louisiana and talks about how the people are doing in their state.
Well, everybody's shaken. Imagine the worst thunderstorm you can think of,
right?
And then multiply it by 5 or 10. Laura came to the coast of Louisiana and Texas with 150 mile an hour wind.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it's possible there will be a coronavirus vaccine before the November election. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he will not be satisfied until there is a safe and effective vaccine, and that will likely happen closer to the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
20 Republican senators and 71 House Republicans want the Food and Drug Administration to ban a drug known as RU486. That drug ends pregnancies up to 10 weeks after conception. The number of youth voters in battleground states who say they definitely plan on voting in the November election jumped 77% in August. That's according to a new poll released by the progressive group Next Gen America. The poll found 77% of registered voters aged 18 to 35 across 13 battleground states said they definitely will vote in the upcoming election. That's a 7-point increase from the same poll in July. Today is the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
75 years ago today, September 2nd, 1945, World War II came to an official end, 6 years and a day after it began, as Japan formally surrendered. General Douglas MacArthur represented the Allies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay as the papers were signed.
I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.